Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I want us to go over here now to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, please. Verse 23. Oh, this book of Hebrews. Whew. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. In full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hold fast our confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. All right, let's go over to the letters of Peter. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The second letter general of Peter, Simon Peter, a servant or a slave, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Like precious faith with him. Now, this man, if you'll read his writings and see how many times he used the word precious. To him, faith is precious because it came from Jesus. It came from God. Faith in God. Faith in what that word says. Realizing that these are blood-backed promises. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power, has given unto us all things. Say, all things. Now, we have obtained like precious faith with him. Where did he get his faith? Jesus is the author and finisher, or the author and completer, the author and developer of our faith. Amen. Now, talking about the fundamentals of faith, as we said, faith is a spiritual force and not a mental force. Now, in order to turn over there at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We were at the 10th chapter, the 11th chapter. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe in the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now here it is in the classic Amplified translation. If you all put that up there, or I can just read it from my... Okay. Now, faith. Say, now, faith.
Now, faith.
Faith is now. How does that come? It comes by taking those promises and meditating on them and meditating on them and thinking about them and talking about them and mutter to yourself and talk about it and talk about it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Yes, amen, yes, amen. Now, how does this affect me since by His stripes I was healed? Now that I'm healed, what do I do? Now that I'm, now that I'm out of debt, what do I do? How do I conduct myself now that I'm debt free? Well, do I do back, Brother Copeland, just go buy motorcycles? No, that came a long time later. Amen. No. The day we saw that, now you can't build any doctrine on one verse of Scripture. But we left Tulsa and went back to Fort Worth, and I was preaching at Grace Temple, which became our home church, and Harold Nichols baptized Gloria and me and John and Kelly in water. Praise God, we just had a time together. But anyway, I went back to, I was preaching there in his church, and I was just walking around the room in my Bible and just reading the book of Romans, and I got down to Romans 13:8. And said, oh, no man, anything but to love him. I said, well, I'll get the Amplified. He said, stay out of debt. Gloria! She came in there. Her face fell, because there went her house. My face fell, because there went my airplane. We thought. She just put her, she said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. Well, we found out that the borrower is servant of the lender. Look that up. It says the borrower is connected to the lender. And you don't know what's in the covenant life of that person you're borrowing the money from. I mentioned that in the minister's conference. A few years ago. And I talked about that, that this, when you enter into that loan, it is a covenant. And you're giving your sworn oath that 30 years from now, 40 years from now, your financial situation is going to be exactly like it is now. So you've entered into a covenant contract with someone you don't know. And so this pastor told me later, he said, I got to think about that. So he said, we got home. I went to the bank. And he said, I walked in there and I asked for the banker. She said, Pastor, he's in there. They're talking about the loan on your church right now. Well, he said, I need to see him. I've got some, I want to talk about that. So he came out there and he said, well, you know, we're working on your loan, Pastor. He said, well, that's what I want to tell you. He said, I've decided not to do that. He said, we're going to build that church debt-free. He said, that man's countenance changed. He said, he turned into somebody else. Why, you sorry blankety-blank, you know you can't build a church without us. You can't do it. He said, I was so glad to get out of my way. And he said it was just amazing what God did.
Amen.
To get us where we are in. We owe no one anything but to love Him. Amen. Amen. Now that very night, I needed a large Ampex recording deck. I wanted it for... We were going into the radio broadcast, and it had high speed. It would go up to 30 inches a second, so you get a lot of quality. Then when you slowed it down, it was really sharp and good. So I called a young man that I knew over in Louisiana, and I called him, and I said, you guys, you handle those, don't you? Yeah. He said, we do. And so... I said, well, I need to buy one of those. And I said, how much are they? And he said, 300 and whatever it was. And I said, I won't have the money right now, but I'll send it to you. He said, listen, I'll just put it on the bus. This is the same day. Night service. And I'll just put a note in there. And you can sign it, send it back to me. Pay it anytime you need to. And I thought, and I did that, and I thought, what have I done? I just got through telling the Lord I wouldn't borrow anymore. Oh, Jesus, forgive me. And so I called my dad. I said, Dad, there'll be a package coming for me at the Trailway bus station. And I'd like for you to pick it up and just bring it to me. I said, you may be late for service, but I need you to pick it up. Okay. So he went. And he got back about right at the close of the service. And I thought, and here's what I'm going to do. I told Dad, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I want to turn this around and reship it. He said, why? I said, I promised God I wouldn't borrow any money, and now I've gone and borrowed this $300 and some odd. No, he said, now, wait a minute. No, wait just a minute here. He said, I was on the way out to go to the bus station, and he said, there was a woman that handed me this and said, this is for Kenneth and his ministry. He said, wait, let's look here. And it's 300 and some. And the Lord said, I already knew you needed the tape deck. I already planned on that. I knew where it was. So I arranged to pay for it. He said, if you'll remember that, you won't get worried about not having enough because you can't borrow it. Amen. So that turned my fear into faith. And that's when it began to work. It took a while. We had to learn how to live debt-free. Just keep walking by faith. Because Gloria and I both, and in turn, the entire ministry had to learn how to be debt-free. And George would get stuck with most of it because I'd say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And he turned out to be we, and he had to deal with it, knowing that we're going to have the money before we do it. You have no idea how many bad, wild deals that suddenly I just think, boy, we need to be doing that. That's what we need to do right there. And then don't have the money to do it. And by the time it would take to have the money to do it, I realized God didn't call me to do it in the first place. I just got all excited and wanted to do it. I did that a lot in the early days. I would stand up when I was preaching, and I'd see something in the Spirit that needed doing, and I'd just stand up there and announce that we're going to do it. And then once it got done, I thought, how in the world are we going to get that done? We're not. But my word was out, and I had to do it anyway, and had to overcome that. Now listen to what the Lord told me. He said, you have mistaken my anointing. When you're on that platform, you have mistaken my anointing for natural strength. He said, don't announce things when you're on the platform. You seek me and inquire of me, and I'll tell you when and where and how, if no or if yes. But once you announce it, now you're going to have to do it. Now, he said, I've bailed you out up to now. But he said, I'm not going to do that anymore. You're going to just be stuck with it. Well, I had to work harder than I should have. And I put pressure on my body that it didn't need. And more than once, I became exhausted. And I promised God I would never come to that exhausted state again.
That's a hard place to be, where you're so exhausted that you're just kind of in a daze, tired, worn completely out, no rest. 2004, Sunday, Southwest, that disc blew up in my back. I've experienced a lot of pain in my life in different ways, but I like that. That hurt. It knocked me on the floor. I couldn't get up. And finally, the Lord said this to me. He said, I created you to rest 52 days a year. You don't rest 52 days in 5 years. And it's killing you. Now stop it. He says, you've stopped reading the word for any reason other than to find something to preach. He said, you look up healing scriptures to preach instead of healing scriptures to receive healing. Well, right after that, still in a lot of pain, but I went back into the word. And he stopped me right in the middle of what I was doing. I said, what are you doing with that? I said, praise God, this is healing. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to preach this. Uh-oh. He said, you need healing right now for yourself. So I had to start over in the ministry of healing and receive it for my own body. And it turned into a series of corresponding actions that put me into the place where now, at 85 years old, I'm in the best physical condition I have ever been in my life. I've never been in this kind of physical condition before. But this is good pressure. My diet is where it's supposed to be. I'm at a dream weight. I'm at the weight I always wanted to be all my life. But I got pushed to the point it liked to kill me. I pushed so hard that I injured my whole body, began to have heart trouble. I was in a prison for Mike Barber over close to Dallas. I got short of breath, terribly short of breath. I went in and finished service that night. And got back in the airplane and was sitting there on the ramp and at an airport close to Dallas. And I just sat down back there. And the word of the Lord came into me and he said, I have given you a new heart. Receive it now. And I did. I took it that night, a little before 8 o'clock in the evening, October the 12th. I remember it. It seemed to me that airplane just filled up with his glory. I took my new heart right then. But then it took corresponding action to do it. I was diagnosed where I needed a pacemaker. I said, Lord, I'll just get this by faith. No, he said, no, take the pacemaker by faith and then go to work. He said, you're too far behind the power curve. A power curve, that's an aviation term. You can actually get an airplane. The power curve is when you get to the point where all the power the airplane has will not keep it from stalling. He said, you're too far behind the power curve. Take the pacemaker by faith. So I did. And it had a defibrillator in it. I set that thing off a couple of times. Anyway. And I was determined to get my flight physical back. And there's a thing called a Bruce Protocol. The treadmill that you and Phyllis gave me, a professional treadmill, is the only kind that will go up to the high enough incline to take that Bruce protocol. Mm. So by the time it came time for me to take it, I was working out at the Bruce protocol. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Corresponding action.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
So I went through the whole thing. And they had me all wired up, EKGs, you know, and all that. Take your blood pressure every 3 minutes and all that. They kept saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine, okay?" They said, "Okay." So I took that test with the defibrillator in there. Then a tech rep came out, paired up with this thing, and turned the defibrillator off because I don't need it anymore. Had I obeyed God, I never would have needed the thing in the first place. And I got my flight physical back. Then I had to do a consultant test with a local cardiologist that's consulted for the FAA. And they said, "Well, we would like for you to do 6 minutes on our treadmill. Is that okay?" I said, "Yeah, sure." So I did the 6 minutes. And she said, "Mr. Copeland, would you mind doing another minute or two? We can't get your heart rate up enough to tell." My heart's in too good a shape. "Amen. We can't get your heart rate up." I took it by faith.
Amen.
And operated by faith.
Yes.
Walking by faith. Eat by faith. Live by faith.
Yes.
Talk by faith. Walk in faith. Walk in love.
Yes.
Because faith works by love.
Yes.
And Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what do you think? You get anything out of this tonight?
Yes.
Are we back in the fundamentals of faith?
Yes.
Well, stand with me, please. We'll close this service tonight by functioning in the thing that is seems to me like, in the 55 years that I've been in this ministry, that this one is the toughest, particularly on Christian people. Sinners take it either way they get it, you know. They don't understand any of it anyway. But calling things that be not as though they were. By faith. God said, "I have made you." What? Father of many nations. God had the authority to do that. Napoleon was reviewing his troops, and he always rode a great big stallion. And that horse bolted one day. And this young private reached down and caught that horse, settled him down. He said, "Thank you, Captain." He said, "Sir, I'm but a private." "No, you are a captain. You will ride with me." He had the authority to make him a captain. He didn't come up through the ranks. He was made a captain by the one who had the authority. God Almighty had the authority to make Abram father of many nations. And he changed his name. He put the H in the middle of his name. And in Hebrew, H, Hashem, the name. And a name change happened. And you and I, according to the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, we've been named after him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it. I call myself well.
I call myself well.
I call myself wealthy.
I call myself wealthy.
I call myself free.
Did This year, experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, right here in the beautiful city of Fort Worth in the great state of Texas.
You tend to yourself and you show love and you show compassion and you walk strong and you walk right because power follows that. Power follows holiness. Power follows righteousness. Power follows it. The power to deliver. The power to stand healed and whole and well. The power to have plenty. The power to be supplied. The power to snatch people out of hell follows a church that is separated unto Him. We are supposed to be praying, and I'm not supposed to be preaching, but I cannot help myself.
This year, experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention. So come get a taste of Texas and save the date for August 1st through the 6th for the Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/southwest.
Hallelujah!
Many solutions to problems don't prevent the same issue from happening again. However, when you set out on a faith project, your faith in God will grow up and become greater than your problem so that you can live free from then on. In the audio series, Growing Your Faith, Kenneth Copeland teaches where our power as believers comes from and how to use that power like he did. From this series, you can learn core values for every believer: how to live by faith, walk in the light of the love of Jesus, be led by the Holy Spirit, and honor God. You have a farmer's heart through the Spirit of God, sowing spiritual seed and harvesting by the power of God. Jesus came to give you life. You have the same measure of the life of God that Jesus did. It just takes wisdom from God to use it and live the way that Jesus demonstrated, seeing your faith change the world around you. Get a good foundation for life on which to build your calling and purpose by growing your faith. Discover how to apply God's faith, His Word, and His very life to your circumstances and live the life He has for you. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series entitled Growing Your Faith. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. I want to invite you to come to the Southwest Believers Convention August 1st through the 6th. This is our big hometown meeting in Fort Worth, Texas. In just a few weeks, thousands of believers from around the world will come together to give God praise, be in His presence, and hear the preaching of God's Word. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Jeremy Pearsons, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. This will be an exciting six-day event that will refresh your spirit and build your faith in God. If you've never been to a KCM event or it's been a while since you've joined us in person, it's time for you to experience for yourself what it's like to be in an atmosphere charged with the spirit of faith. There are children and youth services, so bring your whole family. For all the information on this free event, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.